It's our pleasure to welcome Margaret Cody to our Hockey for Coaches discussion.
Tell me first of all about yourself.
I am a mother, a community member, and I started coaching and volunteering my time in the community in about 2016 when my son Jack turned 4. I played hockey in university for our club university team and then also with something called the NHL, the Nipissing Hockey League in North Bay, Ontario.
When did you return home?
In 2011. I had just finished up time on the east coast of Canada on Cape Breton Island. I went to Cape Breton University and I returned home in 2011 and then met my husband, Scott Cody, who is also a local resident here in Grand Prairie.
Tell me about your coaching position in the community.
I have been coaching various capacities with Empire Minor Hockey Association since 2016, and I was an on-ice helper at first, and over the past few years it's evolved to assistant coaching positions, and for the last 2 years I was honored to be the head coach of my daughter's U7 hockey team, so that is kids 7 and under, and it's my absolute favorite age to coach, having coached now from U7 all the way up to U11.
What do you most enjoy about the coaching experience?
The kids. I coach specifically for the kids. It brings me so much joy to see a child step on the ice with having very limited skating ability or knowledge of the sport, to seeing their development over the year and loving the game first. That's the most important thing. But developing skills that they can carry on through their life. It's not just about the sport. It's also about a child developing the understanding of committing to something that's bigger than themselves. They're there for their team, right? So they're there supporting other people and learning skills along the way.
What would you say has been one of your biggest challenges in coaching?
One of my biggest challenges in coaching has been creating a program that suits the needs of multiple children. Similarly to education or the classroom, every child learns differently.
And if somebody wanted to get into coaching and said, well, what should I do? What would you tell them?
I would tell them absolutely reach out to your local association to see how you can be involved. Coaching is so rewarding. You do the coaches level courses through Hockey Canada. You can become a certified trainer. You can be involved as a manager. But if you want to coach and you feel like it's for you, absolutely, because volunteers are needed and they're needed at every level of sport from U7 all the way to U18 and higher.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I am so proud that over the years, my son specifically has evolved from just being interested in skating to actually really loving the game. I'm really, really proud of all the time that I've spent with him on the ice specifically, teaching him, nurturing him, showing him how to love the game, and really explaining hockey to him, as well as I asked my daughter this year if she wanted to make a switch to ringette. I love ringette. I grew up playing it before I made the switch to hockey. But she said, no, Mom, I really want to play hockey. I really love it. So those are two of my proudest accomplishments as a mom and a coach. My uncles all played Packers. My dad played Packers up to Junior B. My son was a Packer last year on the U11 rep team. And I hope it potentially carries on with my daughter as well. That would be wonderful.
Is there anything else I haven't asked you that you wanted to share before we close?
No, Rick, I think that this has been a great interview. Thanks for your time and for whoever nominated me. I look forward to coaching again this year. And hopefully we'll be coaching either in the U9 group or the U13 group.
Margaret Cody, Arnprior Minor Hockey Coach. Hooray for Coaches is a presentation of Doucette Insurance, covering your assets. Online at doucetteinsurance.ca.